Here's a thought about winter light. I'm recording this on Thanksgiving weekend of 2021, and I'm down here in Death Valley, and there is the most spectacular and beautiful light down here. Because it's so low and so angular, we've got about a month to go before the winter solstice. And that low angular light is just going to get lower and more angular for the next 30 days or so. And then we've got the next 60 or 90 days after that when the sun is getting higher in the sky. Now, we all know about the magic of the golden hour, which is a function of angular light and a certain color of light. And we all know about the blue hour in the morning, which is a function of a certain angle of light and a certain color of light. But, you know, winter light sort of gives us that angular light all day long. I know that a lot of photographers concentrate their photographic efforts in the late spring, summer, and fall because that's when we have the best weather and travel and vacation days and all that kind of stuff. But I would propose that starting about now, late November, and extending all the way through the end of February is some of the best light of the year. It may not be the most comfortable weather of the year, but I've also been an advocate of the idea that bad weather makes for great photographs. It's when you have dramatic skies and wonderful clouds and beautiful snowfall, etc., that some of the best photographs can be made. Well, that time is just about upon us. So rather than retiring your camera for the next 3 or 4 months, maybe now is the time to get the camera out and be particularly sensitive to the wonderful light and the unique weather that's coming our way. Some of the best time of the year for photography, in my opinion.